Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a herd of speeding turtles.
I like turtles. All right, you're great zombie.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. I'm not going to agree with you today. I've been listening to the show. It's great as always. Enjoying it from here in Arizona. But I believe that Manny Machado failed to bet on himself.
In what way?
Well, he had a chance to make $320 million. Okay? And by betting on himself, he would have to make 550 plate appearances at age 33 and 34 to get another $70 million, which would have made it a $20 million bigger package.
Who controls his plate appearances, Bruce?
He does.
How does he do it? Doesn't someone put a lineup together?
I mean, somebody would... Well, I mean, first of all, there's rules against a guy not being put in the lineup, so that he can't make his he can't make his bonuses.
What if they feel that he just wasn't the same player?
You know, it's fair. It's fair. But what I'm saying is, at age 33 and 34, when he should be at right near the peak of his game, he failed to bet on himself to make more
money.
See,
Bruce, I feel like the bet on yourself argument always falls short to me, only because it ignores the health aspect, because you can't anticipate injury, so that doesn't really factor it in.
I agree.
The guarantee removes the doubt.
Because if you take it the other way, then you're saying that's why they only offered 8 years, because there is doubt about a guy being able to fulfill a contract for 10 years. So this was a protection area that the White Sox wanted, because, you know, you are hitting your peak and you are going beyond your regular years. And then the player is saying, you know what, I'll take the average up front, which is actually less, because if I do get hurt, I'm still going to get my money.
Yeah, but Bruce, I mean, look, let's just talk about how free agency works. Does free agency work in the modern period of baseball, that the guy comes in and says, hey, I'd like this, and you say, well, we'll give you this, but you got to do this and this and that? Or do you meet, if you're the White Sox, do you meet his demands and you get them? I mean, they met his demands in San Diego, and the White Sox didn't. So why are we having an argument over whether he...
I don't think it's an argument. I think it's a discussion of, you know, the semantics of the whole idea that, you know, the guy could have gotten more money. So if it was
the guy could have gotten more money if he had faith in the club... If he had faith, well, the guy got more money, $50 million more in guarantees. I don't understand how...
He could have gotten more from the White Sox.
He could have gotten more if they gave him... Let me ask you this. They weren't going to give him any opt-out. He got a five-year opt-out, right? So maybe he gets more by opting out after 5 years.
Mike, explain to me the theory of, if you're hiring a guy for 10 years at $30 million a year, that if he lives up to the contract... He gets to come out.
Well, but
he gets to go somewhere else. I don't understand.
That's what he wanted, though. That made it more appealing to the client.
I want to be 6'5" and blonde.
Okay, but you can't hold. You can't. I mean, if you tell someone, I want this contract and I'll sign with you, and they say, well, we'll give you this, but we got to protect ourselves, so we'll give you this, that, and the other, but we won't guarantee you this. But you got more up front. That I don't understand why you feel you can tell him what the contract is. He told you what he wanted. He got it elsewhere. He went elsewhere.
All right.
I don't understand how does free agency work? Is it about protecting the team? Is it about making sure that we have outs on this thing?
No, it's about getting the most money that you can.
And he got $50 million more than he was guaranteed with the White Sox.
Let's look at the premise of, he's going to two team. He had a choice of two teams, it appeared, that are pretty far away from winning a championship.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego and the White Sox. Two of the best farm systems in baseball, without question. But is this actually where he wanted to go, or was this where he was getting the most money?
Well, he can control that, though, Bruce. I mean, if he wanted to make the argument you're trying to make, and the one that the White Sox really believe, that they gave him the opportunity to make the most money, Manny Machado could have talked himself into taking this offer if he indeed was persuaded by that. But he was persuaded by the most guaranteed dollars. And as I think what Molly's saying and what I see is that athletes today are persuaded by the guarantee, not the potential to make. And the guaranteed money always outweighs the potential money.
And why is that?
Let's say his skills diminish, Bruce. Let's say that 7 years. Okay. How does he know he's going to get those at-bats?
Well, but that's the whole point of why you offer him 8 instead of 10, because you don't think you're going to get the quality out of him that you're getting right now.
But you offer 10 if you want to get him. You offer 10 if you want to guarantee you get him.
But you're not going to be convinced that you're going to get the most out of that contract at the end. With the White Sox, it would have been, if he's still giving us 550 at-bats, we know this guy is still going to the post every day and giving us a chance to win.
That's the risk you take.
Right.
I mean, when you get at the table, which they wanted us to celebrate, they're at the table. That's the risk that comes with being at the table. Those last 2 years, the back end of that contract is never going to be as good as the front end, but you're banking on the front end. You're going to do something meaningful and significant and lasting.
Let's watch Manny play for a last place team for a couple years, and let's see what it's all about. Let's see if this is exactly what he wanted to do. Because this is something that athletes say, I'll take the money now. San Diego's a beautiful city. They have a great farm system. But none of them like losing and losing for long periods of time. Let's see if they get his full attention for the full contract.
What do the Sox do now, Bruce? How do they pivot? What is plan B?
I don't think you go after a bunch of veteran guys that you just throw out there and try to flip. I just don't see that being meaningful. This is a year where guys like Mancata, guys like Jimenez, guys like Anderson, pitchers like Lopez and Giolito, they have to stand up and say, we are the first wave of this rebuild that's going to make this team good. And if it's not, then the White Sox have to start pivoting as far as what else do we have in our minor leagues. What do we still need to trade? Do we need to trade some of these young players for other young players? Which is, you look at it and you go, what does that mean? Well, look at the Chicago Cubs and how they won a championship. And they had to build a farm system of guys, not only for on the field, but to be able to trade to finish off the championships. And the White Sox are going to have to look at this in a hard way. I think the key to the White Sox season, not Eloy Jimenez, not Mancata, not Anderson, but how that young pitching staff moves forward. I think that's what you watch right now at the beginning. And I don't think you add like the Moustakas and people like that were out there and add them for 1 year. I don't think you're going to placate the White Sox fans. They're too smart. They're too savvy. They want to see a good product and a winning team out on the field before they come out en masse.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce.
Guys, have a great day.
You too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.